My talk is about processing attraction effects in advanced L2 learners and native speakers of English. As we know, one of the major research questions of SLA concerns whether synthetic processing in late advanced L2 learners may eventually become qualitatively similar to native speaker of native language processing. And the shallow structure hypothesis is concerned with this issue. And it is the theory that makes direct distinction between simple grammatical rules and complex synthetic representation in L2 processing of syntax. According to this theory, native speaker process can be divided into two different parsing routes. Full parsing routes, which is responsible for constructing hierarchical questions from lexical entry based on the synthetic information, and the shallow parsing, which is responsible for forming less detailed representation based on the lexical semantic information. And this theory believe, and although L2 learners can result to lexical semantic contextual clue in the same way as the native speaker, they are less capable of using synthetic cue when dealing with hierarchical constituent structures. Regarding L2 processing of the syntax, this theory believe that native-like grammatical processing is only restricted to local domains, such as a morphosyntactic agreement between closely adjacent constituents, and complex synthetic representations such as non-local dependency may still remain a problem for L2 learners, even though they are at a high level of proficiency. In the current study, we choose agreement attraction as the target structure in our investigation, since this synthetic information phenomena include long structural distance between agreeing elements, and we will talk about this phenomenon later. In English, and a singular subject requires a singular verb, and a plural subject requires a plural verb. Now, this is a very simple rule of grammatical agreement. In attraction, linguistic elements intervening between the subject, head noun, and the verb can lead to agreement errors. For example, the key to the cabinets were lost. That this is an attraction effect, that this is ungrammatical because that the verb is in agreement with the cabinets, but not with the head noun, the key. The previous study and the production paradigm have found that complex non-subject noun phrases that contain two nouns with mismatching number of features elicited the increased number of errors in the verb number marking. And the interference of the plural factors has also been observed in the experiment focusing on language comprehension. And now we will give a survey of the native attraction effects of the ERP studies. Now, only a few studies have used ERP to investigate attraction phenomena in the native language comprehension. One of them is Kahn. Kahn examined the effect of number property on verb agreement by using Dutch subject-object-verb sentences. Two main findings were observed regarding the member interference. First, singular subject plural object condition elicited early positivity for grammatical relative to ungrammatical verbs. Second, P600 for ungrammatical verbs in condition where both subjects and objects are singular was larger than in the condition where the subject and object were both plural or mismatched in number features. And these two authors also investigate the morpho-phonological inference on the comprehension of Dutch agreement with attraction manipulation. The results show that when the complex subject NP contains pleural tract with a mismatching number of features, P600 was elicited by disagreeing verbs as compared with agreeing verbs. And when the complex subject NP contained singular attractors with a matching number of features, N400 was found in the disagreeing verbs compared with agreeing verbs. They also suggested that these two ERP components represented two passing rows of agreement processing, and the N400 index shallow structure of a simple match condition of agreement violation, and the P600 index deep synthetic analysis of a more than of a complex mismatching condition of agreement violation. And Shane and his colleagues used the ERP to investigate inferring effects of attractor on subject-verb agreement, and they found a simple agreement violation without intervening attractors elicited anterior negativity and late posterior positivity. And the Tanner and colleagues recorded ERP to classical agreement attraction under both a grammatical and grammatical paradigm, and they found that the disagreeing verbs in a singular attractor condition elicited two ERP components, early positivity between 150 and 300 milliseconds, and the late positivity between 500 to 800 milliseconds. And the disagreeing verbs in a plural attractor condition only show a small P600 effects. In summary, we can see that the ERP findings on attraction effects in the native processing is mixed and controversial. And there are few studies which investigate attraction effects in the non-native speaker of English. And Chen and his colleagues included attraction manipulation in a study on the morphosyntactic processing of subject-verb agreement by proficiency L2 Chinese learners of English. And the ERP results show that while the subject-verb violation elicits typical biphasic pattern of LAM and P600 for the native speaker, it evokes unexpected negativity around the 600 millisecond for L2 learners. These findings demonstrate that whereas that the proficient L2 learners were not sensitive to global agreement between head noun and verb, they show strong sensitivity to the local attraction between attractor and verbs. This current study aims to use ERP to investigate attraction effects in the proficiency L2 Chinese L2 learners. We focus on the interference effects from plural attractor noun in the complex subject noun phrase as a singular plural noun have been reported to exhibit a little interference in comprehension. So of a particular interest to the question in the current study is whether the highly proficient L2 learners could exhibit native-like sensitivity of attraction. And shallow structure hypothesis also proposed that L2 sensitivity to synthetic representation is only limited to structures with a local dependency. And L2 learners rely heavily on the relation between the linearly adjacent verb to compute agreement dependency so that the closest noun to the verbs rather than the head noun should control the verb agreement. So in this case, ungrammatical sentences with a singular head noun and a plural attractors noun, such as writer of the scripts, were very popular, may be perceived as a grammatical, since the attractor noun scripts share the same number features with the verb were. And the grammatical sentences, however, such as the writer of the scripts was very popular, may be conceived as ungrammatical, since that the attractor noun scripts conflicts with the verb was in terms of the number markings. It should be noted that in the traditional L2 learner studies, the elicitation of N400 in response to morpho synthetic violation has always been regarded as evidence to prove that processing of L2 learners is qualitatively different from the native speakers. Now, this interference in the premises on the assumption that a non-native speaker showed non-native-like ERP components. The recent evidence on language processing has suggested that there is a robust individual difference in the type of ERP responses among highly proficient L2 learners and a native speaker, with some exhibiting clear N400 and others P600 effects to agreement violations. So in this study, we are going to conduct the individual difference analysis to the ERP data. The present study also attempts to compare individual variation in the ERP profile between the native speaker and L2 learner so that to provide more solid foundation to the L2 processing of complex syntax. Now let's look at the methods. The participants, 22 native Chinese speaker who learned English as a second language participant in the experiment, band 4 test for each major, band 4 level 8, the highest level in China. And 20 native speakers of English also were recruited for this study. And they are the students from Australia, United States, New Zealand, and UK, and who study Chinese in Chinese universities. And let's look at the material. 120 quarter plates were constructed to serve as a material for this experiment in a design with grammaticality, grammatical, and grammatical attracted numbers, singular and plural as a factor, resulting in four sentence types. Let's look at the table one. So you can see in table one, we have a grammatical and grammatical, singular attractor and plural attractor. Altogether, there are four type of sentences. I will use these four type sentences for the stimuli in the ERP experiments. Now, each sentence were presented visually, word by word, in the center of the screen, and the presentation was as follows. The fixed mark was displayed for 500 milliseconds, followed by the blank screen for 1,000 milliseconds, followed by the stimulus sentence. And each word of the stimulus sentence was presented on the screen for 500 milliseconds, followed by 200 milliseconds blank scale between the words. And at the end of the sentence, there was a 500 millisecond blank screen, followed by question prompts for grammatical judgment. The words yes for the grammatical sentence, the words no for ungrammatical sentence. And the results, let's look at the results. And for the behavior data, now we can see that the mean accuracy proportion and the standards in table two, and that this table two is shows that the behavioral data for L2 learners. You can see that the accurate for grammatical and grammatical, there is a difference between their mean accuracy. But we can see no difference in table three for the native groups. Now, there is no difference between the native group and the L2 learners. You can see that there are similar between these two groups. We cannot see any difference in the mean accuracy for the native and the L2 learners. Now let's look at the results of the ERP. Now this figure one shows the grand average ERP waveform for grammatical solid line and ungrammatical verbs following singular attractors in the L2 learners group. Now we can see that grammatical and ungrammatical conditions in following the singular attractors elicited an obvious nth P600 in between these two conditions. And figure two shows the grand average, the ERP waveform for grammatical and ungrammatical verbs following your plural attractors in the L2 learners group. And we can see that the ungrammatical verbs following the plural attractors elicited the more negative, more negative N400 than the grammatical verbs following plural attractors. Now, this is all for the L2 learners. Now, we can compare these four conditions. Now, we can see that the ungrammatical verbs following plural attractors elicited a very obvious N400 waveform. And ungrammatical verbs and following singular attractors elicited the P600 here. You can see here, P600 waveforms. And this is all for the second language learners of English. Now let's look at the native speaker group. The figure four shows grand averaged ERP waveform for grammatical and ungrammatical following singular attractors in the native speaker group. Now we can see very clearly that ungrammatical verbs following a singular attractors elicited more positive going P600. More positive going P600 than the grammatical verbs following singular attractors. And we can see that in this condition, and the native speaker elicited the similar ERP patterns than the proficiency highly proficiency learners of English. They all elicited P600 waveforms. And the figure five is also demonstrated the grand average waveform for grammatical and ungrammatical verbs following plural attractors in the native speaker groups. And we can see very clearly that ungrammatical verbs with a following plural attractors elicited more negative going, more N400 than the grammatical verbs following plural attractors for the native speakers. And from the previous figures, we can see that the native speaker also elicited the similar pattern in these two conditions, the similar pattern. With the L2 learners of English. Now, we can see very clearly if we can compare the four conditions among the four conditions in this figure. And we can see that ungrammatical verb following plural attractors elicited N400 here. And the ungrammatical verbs following singular attractors elicited a very obvious and clear P600 here. You can see very clearly. So this pattern, this ERP pattern is very similar in the native speaker, is very similar to the L2 learners. Now, this table is also demonstrate individual difference. You can see very clearly that in this scatter plots and shows that the relation between individual N400 effects amplitude and the P400 amplitude for both singular attractor and plural attractors for in the two groups, and averaged over midline electrodes. Solid lines shows the least square best fit line. The dashed line indicate the axis of equal N400 and 6400 effects amplitude. Individual above and to the left of the dashed line of the negative dominated brain response. Individual below and to the right the dashed line have the positive dominant brain response. Now let's discuss the results. According to the results, both advanced L2 learners and a native speaker exhibited a similar ERP pattern to the traction and manipulation in the processing of verbal agreement. Relatively to grammatical verbs, the P600 was found for ungrammatical verbs in a singular attractor attention various. This positivity was absent, and the N400 was found instead in a plural attractor condition, showing reliable interference effects of attraction. The pattern of the results reported here, we can see very clearly, is inconsistent with the shallow structure hypothesis, because that this theory believe that highly advanced L2 learners cannot display native-like processing of the complex synthetic structures. And the current study showed that the comparison between the grammatical sentence in a singular and a plural attractions condition exhibit no difference of ERP results. And the presence of the N400 and ungrammatical verbs in a plural attractor condition provided further evidence that L2 learners could move beyond the local synthetic structure and further detected ungrammaticality in a global agreement processing. An individual difference analysis revealed that ERP effects in the L2 learners group varies along the N400 and P600 continuum in both singular and plural attractor conditions. Now, this outcome further demonstrate that advanced L2 learners were not strictly restricted to the shallow structure route in the computation of agreement. And they show that the same preference for the specific role of processing as the native speaker, as manifested by dominance of N400 effects in a plural attractor condition and the dominance of P600 in the singular attractor condition. And various that the ungrammatical sentence in the singular attractor condition elicited a marginal larger P600 in the native speaker than that in the L2 learners. The ERP pattern between these two groups are qualitatively same, the quantitative same, since the P6 and N400 were modulated by attractor numbers in a similar way. So we suggest that the marginal qualitative difference in P600 between a native and a non-native cannot be taken as a strong evidence for the difference processing between the native and L2 learners groups. And that's the discussion of the results. Thank you very much for your attention.